CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJ8 in Nottingham in the UK. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 2nd of August 2026. Here are the main news headlines, exciting opportunities within the RSGB regional team, RSGB Examination Standards Committee publishes annual report, changes to the Youth Committee. An exciting volunteer opportunity has arisen to lead the RSGB regional team following the decision by George Crawford, GM1DSV, to stand down as regional forum chairman once the right candidate is appointed. The RSGB would like to express its thanks to George, who will be focusing his time on serving Region 1 as its regional representative. The role of regional forum chairman is ideal for someone who's passionate about amateur radio, teamwork, and empowering volunteers. This is a standout volunteer opportunity for someone who wants to make a meaningful impact across all regions, support our dedicated regional and district reps, and strengthen the connection between members, volunteers, and the wider organisation. The RSGB is also looking for a regional forum secretary to support the smooth running of activity behind the scenes. This is a fantastic volunteer opportunity for someone who thrives on coordination, communication and teamwork and wants to play a key role in supporting the national team chairman and the entire regional forum. Find out more about both roles along with details about how to apply by going to rsgb.org/volunteers. You can use the same link to find out about district reps roles in various regions around the country. The RSGB Examination Standard Committee, or ESC, has published its annual report relating to activities in 2025. The report shows that although overall candidate numbers in 2025 decreased a little compared with 2024, they remain at about 20% higher than predictions based on the extrapolation of pre-2019 trends. The ESC believes this is largely due to the increased accessibility of training courses and exams online. The ESC noted that the initial feedback received from candidates on the publication of the full level question bank has been very positive. However, a few months of exam data are needed before the full impact of the measure can be assessed, and then consideration given to rolling it out at other levels. You can read the report by going to rsgb.org/ESC and choosing the Minutes, Paper and Reports tab on the right-hand side of the page. RSGB Board Director and Board Liaison for the Youth Committee, Nathan Nuttall, MM9OCC, has announced that the RSGB Youth Chairman Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, has stepped down from his role as chairman. Chris, who is a teacher at Wick High School, has secured an ARIS contact for his school and will be using his time to focus on activities surrounding this. The current RSGB Youth Vice Chairman, Leon Shaw, M0VUF, will step up as chairman, and the RSGB Youth Championship for Scout, Sam McCutcheon, M0UEL, will take on the Vice Chairman position. Sam will continue in his role as Scout Champion until a suitable replacement can be found. RSGB is preparing to launch a new training and development lead pilot role to help build structured engagement with trainers, support new licensees and strengthen the wider training environment. This 12-month pilot will focus on listening, mapping, evidence gathering and supporting the training community. Some initial information was outlined in the August RADCOM strategy update, and more details will be shared in August, including on how trainers and providers can get involved. The July 26 issue of RADCOM Basics is now available in the RSGB mobile and web app for members to enjoy. RADCOM Basics is aimed at newcomers to amateur radio and those who enjoy refreshing their skills and knowledge. The July issue includes articles on DMR for beginners, RF connectors and dummy loads. The full connection of RADCOM Basics back issues can be found in the app or via rsgb.org/radcom. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. The deadline any week is submissions by 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. Details of rallies and events now. Today, the second part one of the 2026 British Amateur Television Club Convention, 2026, is taking place at Midland Air Museum, Rowley Road in Coventry, CV34FR. The event is running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and includes show and tell, test and fix it, and bring and buy elements. There are comprehensive test facilities available for all bands from 144 megs to 24 gigs. Non-members are welcome. More information, visit batc.org.uk/event. Also today, the second, the Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day from 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Kappa Avenue, Helmsworth Cliff, near Gainsborough in Lincolnshire, DN215XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historical broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit becg.org.uk/events. Also today, second Finningley Amateur Radio Society rally takes place at the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandtoft in Doncaster, DN85SX. Doors are open from 10 a.m, entrance £5 per person, under 16's free. More information, visit g0ghk.com. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club rally is also taking place today, the second at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, PE34EL. Doors open 9 a.m, entrance fee £2.50. More information, email rally.clark, that's K-L-A-R-C, at gmail.com, or call 07709074951. Sunday the 9th of August, Flight Refuelling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest takes place at Cobham Courts and Social Club Ground in Merley, near Wimborne, Dorset. BH21 3DA, doors open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Car boot and field traders are welcome from 7 a.m. Admission £5, includes parking. Talk-in will be on 145.550 megs. For more information, visit frars.co.uk. Special event news celebrating the 15th anniversary of the Croatian Flora and Fauna Amateur Radio Club is live as 9 Alpha 44 Fox Fox until the 31st of December. For more information about the award that's available, visit qrz.com. Special call sign LZ75HSC is active to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Radio Telegraphy High Speed Club. This club was founded in 1951, to date, membership has grown to include more than 1,400 operators spanning every continent. More information, visit highspeedclub.org. DX News, Rafale SQ4 Oscar is a member of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition to the Henryk Arctowiski station on King George Island, South Shetland Islands, AN010. He'll be working there till October. In his spare time, he'll be operating as HF0PAS on the HF bands using CW and SSB. Rafale is also active on the 6-metre band using FT8. Jan DL4XT is active as 4K stroke call sign from Azerbaijan until Saturday the 8th of August. Look out for his activity on CW, FT8 SSB on 20 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, OQRS and QRZ.com. Contest news today, the second, the RSGB 432 megs low power contest runs 0800 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 centimetre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and your two-letter postcode. UK 6-metre group summer marathon started on the 2nd of May and ends today, the 2nd of August. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange is your four-character locator. Tuesday the 4th, RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 2-metre band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator, also the same Tuesday the 4th. RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2-metre band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator, Wednesday the 5th. RSGB 144 FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. And you will not be surprised to hear there's also the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest running 1900 to 2100 UTC, also FT8 on the 2-metre band, Exchanges report for character locator stations in the 4-hour contest can enter the 2-hour contest. The RSGB machine generated mode contest starts at 1400 UTC Saturday the 8th and ends at 1400 UTC Sunday the 9th of August. Using machine generated modes on the 6 and 2 meter bands, the exchange is your report for character locator. Worked all Europe DXC W contest starts 0000 UTC on Saturday the 8th, ends 2359 UTC on Sunday the 9th of August. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number Sunday the 9th. UK Microwave Group 24 gigs trophy contest runs 0800 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 1.2 centimeter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. Now for the radio propagation report. They write, we've had a reasonable period of HF propagation over the past 7 days. The solar flux index remained quite high and conditions have been quite stable, apart from a geomagnetic disturbance on Thursday the 23rd of July that saw the KP index rise to 5.33. The solar flux index has been in the 140s and 150s, which bodes well for HF. There have been reliable openings up to at least the 15 metre band. We're still around 8 weeks away from the start of better autumnal HF conditions, but it's looking promising. At the time of writing, there were nearly 9 active regions visible on the sun, bringing a solar flux index of 143 and a sunspot number of 123. However, for software prediction purposes, you're better off using August's current smooth sunspot number of 84. The sunspots we do have are mostly clustered around the sun's equator, which is quite normal for this point in the solar cycle. We normally associate high-latitude sunspots with the beginning of a new cycle, which is many years away. Paul, GM4ULS, reported a contact suddenly vanishing, I should say, on 5 megs SSB around 1530 UTC. On Sunday the 26th of July, this was caused by a sudden ionospheric disturbance, or SID, due to an M-class solar flare. An SID usually sounds like someone has just switched off the ionosphere, although recovery can be quite quick. DX to be worked next week includes E51KEE on the Cook Islands, YS/WE9G from El Salvador, C6AYM in the Bahamas, T2JK in Tuvalu, UK/SB9DLM from Uzbekistan, and OX3LX working from Greenland. The Arctic Legends team is now operating from RI0BU from Uyedinyenya. I'm sure it's a better way of pronouncing that. Uyedinyenya, or something like that island, anyway, until Friday the 7th of August. The higher bands, such as 15 and 10, currently favour north-south paths, for example, UK to South Africa and South America. 20-metre band should be more usual for paths to North America. NOAA predicts that the sun's activities may decline slightly in the coming week. A solar flux index in the range of 120 to 130 is predicted. A geomagnetic disturbance is forecast for Tuesday, the 4th of August, with a predicted KP index of 4. This should recover over subsequent days, back to a more usual 2 or 3. Now for VHF propagation news. The current spells of very hot weather have set their own agenda for radio conditions. When it comes to tropo, we have a tick for the high pressure, but the extreme temperatures have meant that the tropo-producing temperature inversions seldom survive the daytime heating over the land. It's only coastal stations that remain in the lift conditions during the daytime. The weather forecast models for the coming period suggest the weather pattern is trying to become more unsettled, but as in recent weeks, it seems to take a while to materialise in some parts of the country. However, it will bring two changes for radio activity. One is slightly cooler weather and some showery rain, so there's a chance of rain scatter. Secondly, there will be perhaps less reliable tropo as the high pressure weakens. Some potential tropo paths probably remain from the fragmented elements of high pressure, but it may be rather hit and miss. Meteor scatterers worth checking out for during the next few weeks, with two smaller showers, the Southern Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Capricornids, peaking at the end of July before the lead up to the Perseids in mid-August. The solar conditions are still in play for the effect of coronal mass ejections from the sun and the potential for aurora, so that's another mode to keep on the list. Lastly, a mention for Sporadiki, which continues throughout August and produced daily North American openings for many last week. Jet streams are often the driving force for turbulence in the lower atmosphere and can influence the location of Sporadiki. In the coming week, they will probably not help greatly due to a very weak pattern over Europe. It's still worth checking out during the two usual windows of activity, mid-morning and late afternoon. For EME operators, moon declination is increasing again and consequent northern hemisphere increases in moon window length and peak moon elevation. Path losses will decrease as the week progresses towards perigee on Monday the 10th of August. 144 meg skyloids is low to moderate all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.